This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to Fully Charged Recharge.
Hello, we're being recorded. We're being recorded on video right now. A lovely man called Rafa is videoing us for some little campaign or other. So we said, well, instead of pretending to talk, we'll actually just record the podcast intro.
Absolutely.
Happy days.
Bit chucked this morning. How are you?
Ah, look, yeah, I'm okay. I was at Malahide Castle last night. I actually had a fair few drinks.
I could tell by your voice. Ashling has the biggest giveaway voice ever when you know she's a bit merry. I could tell on your Instagram story
really?
By 5 o'clock. I was like, oh, the voice is in a tipsy mode. She's in tipsy mode at only 5 o'clock.
I was posting a fair bit.
Yeah, you were.
Which I don't normally do when I'm not.
Did you wake up with any fear for posting? Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I talked to camera. Shite.
No, a little bit. I was kind of like, what am I doing just standing here talking to camera
but
at a gig?
Brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
Do that more. I need to do that more as well. I used to be much braver with Instagram stories.
I second guess myself so much. Like, so many times I record things and then I'm like, no, delete that.
Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? Like, why are we like that?
Yeah. Sorry, Raph is pointing at the camera at me now. I'll do a big fake laugh.
I told Rafa the other day that I hate this side of my face, but your look.
I know.
Oh, he's coming around. He knows.
I was like, he's forgotten. Make me laugh, Ashling, for the video for Rafa because it'll look good. That's very funny. That's really good.
Really bad. Raph is from Brazil.
Yes. He's only working here a little while. Seems to be enjoying it though so far.
That's lovely.
This is
lovely.
Obviously a real stereotype, Rafa, but are you any good at football?
I wish. If I was, I wouldn't be working
here. Okay, he wishes.
If he was, he wouldn't be working here. That's how it goes.
Beach football. I'd say they play a lot of beach football in Brazil.
Rio.
Yeah.
I love it in Rio. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go,
love
to, Brazil.
To go to Brazil.
Love to go to Brazil.
The carnival.
Yeah,
great
good fun. I think, how are you doing, Rafa?
Good.
Yeah.
Can I please face some details over there so you can on
my... Oh, yeah. Sorry, I have
you're
to touch some
you're getting the full behind
buttons.
Scenes. Emma's going to pretend to push some buttons here now.
Okay, so I'll pull up this microphone then on 1, 2, 3. Excuse my dirty nails. I got them done today.
Oh,
now,
all mics are up now.
Buttons are up. And then the buttons for the other lads are down
this
now.
This is really fun to listen
really
to,
fun.
I'd say. Yeah, it's so good.
It's always annoying. They get close-ups of your hands on the day you're due to get your nails done.
Yeah, my nails are fucking...
Mine are an absolute bits.
I'm really scared to venture into the Biab world.
Oh, get
are
into
you Biab?
I'm Biab now. And
I'm
honestly,
scared.
It's the way. We have to go live now, Rafa, so I think we'll have to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, podcast listeners, for helping us do a task.
And enjoy today's show. Catch you in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the 27th of June and it's just gone 3 minutes after seven. How are you, Ash?
I'm good. Not bad. Do you know what? I felt like I was going to sneeze there and I kind of felt it just as it went spin. And now my dream is that some morning I sneeze times perfectly with that moment.
Spin.
Choom.
Choom.
How great would that sound?
Hope you're good listening as well. Went to see 222 last night, a ghost story.
Yes.
You might see it's being advertised all across town at the moment.
In the Olympia.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. We've
gone
to
I couldn't go.
Many shows together as a team and often I need to take little breaks. I can't sit still for very long.
Yeah, it goes to the toilet, disturbs everybody in the row.
Come here now. I do my very best. didn't take any breaks last night. I was absolutely hooked.
Wow. Was there an interval?
There was an interval, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so that was nice, a built-in break for you.
It was a long and out interval as well. I'd say I ran for nearly 25 minutes,
really?
Coming up to 30, yeah.
Wow.
What's interesting is the cast. Do you know Whitney in EastEnders?
Yes.
So the actress that plays her, Shona something or other. Sorry, you really should know that.
Whitney!
She left EastEnders a couple of months ago.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, I loved her in EastEnders.
I loved Whitney, yeah.
I was such a big EastEnders stan when I was in school. She's been in EastEnders for like 16 years.
Yes,
she left
was
recently.
Like a teenager, really.
Yeah,
much,
yeah. But then one of the rotating, obviously, not obviously at all, I didn't know this, that in London they had different cast members as
well. So loads of massive people have been in it.
Yeah, so Laura Whitmore's in this one that you'll see in the Olympia, as I said, the actress who plays Whitney. And then in the UK, Cheryl Cole played Laura Whitmore's character.
Yeah, for a good while. Lily Allen played it.
I'm just about to say Lily Allen played that character as well. Yeah. So cool.
It's mad. It's like I've seen like memes on Twitter and it's like they'll just like post random people and be like, has joined the cast of 222 with Ghost Story. Yeah, because it's like it's unusual. Like yeah. they seem to keep getting these big headlining.
And it's
people.
Interesting is often you go to see a play that's kind of a classic, you know, like The Mousetrap or whatever that's been around forever, whereas yeah. this was literally born in 2021,
yeah.
doing really well, set in 2021, so very modern.
Cool.
So yeah, it's really cool. I would highly recommend. It's on until like the 11th of August, I think, so plenty of time to
and
go check it out.
And is it scary? Because that might turn people off.
When I say scary, more jump scares.
Okay.
Every now and again.
You're not going to have nightmares after it.
No, God, no.
Okay.
But moments where you actually are like, I can't believe I'm on a plane going like, Jesus! And everyone's
fun.
The same, you know, so it was a bit of crack as well. You know, everyone's like,
yeah, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
right after that
that's
kind of a thing.
That's like a good kind of scary.
Yeah, like a scary but
scary.
Crack. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, we're kicking off with Artemas and I Like the Way You Kiss Me. This is Spin. Welcome.
Hit music now.
I really like that. Benson Boone, it's called Slow It Down on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I want to bring all of us on a little journey via just a headline this morning. I'll get into it after in just a sec, but we'll start off with the good news. Man in casino.
Yay.
Scoops £3.2 million jackpot.
Wow.
And jumps for joy.
Woohoo.
Suffers immediate heart attack.
Oh, God.
Survives. Is still in hospital.
Oh, no.
Will return to casino to collect his chips.
Yay! Oh my God.
A lot going on, and that's exactly what hooked me into this story. Yeah, God love him, this poor guy. He scooped this huge prize, incredible, £3.2 million jackpot. As I said, jumped for joy, packed out casino, everyone celebrating with him. Dramatic, he collapses, clutching his chest. The poor fella suffers a cardiac arrest, right? And miraculously, somehow manages to survive this.
Sorry, I'm on this journey all over again.
I know.
You've just done it, but I'm like, I'm up and I'm down and I'm here and I'm there.
I know.
So he's okay, good.
He's okay, but really quickly was rushed to hospital and all the rest. Still recovering, set to return to casino to cash his chips. I mean, honestly, if I was sitting there in hospital and things were dodgy, if anything is going to give you the will to live, I'm getting my chips.
I've got, what is it, 3 million?
3.2.
Yeah, I've got 3 million waiting for me. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, what do I need to do to be better instantly?
Yeah.
So I will never eat cheese again.
Whatever
needs
stent,
to happen.
Give me 5. Fine, we'll go.
Throw them in.
We move.
This is in Singapore. And it's not the first time they suffered. They had a kind of an instance like this.
Right.
Back in 2002... a casino player got very excited after winning $8,000.
Wow. Eight grand. Is eight grand. 8 million.
Yeah. And sadly, that was it. It was over.
What?
Yeah, there and then. Yeah. 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 And a similar unfortunate incident happened in the US in April.
Oh, that's terrible.
And this was at a blackjack table after a win. So if there was any... ever a reason again to remind us all not to partake in such events.
This is a very good point.
This is a very good point. Producer Callum.
You know when you go to theme parks and on the signs of the roller coasters, it's like, do not ride this if you're pregnant, got high blood pressure or back problems. Maybe they need that in the casinos.
That's true.
Mm.
Because this is clearly a problem. You were able to find 3 stories there.
No, but even last night we were at 222 and as we mentioned there a few minutes ago, great show, the ghost story, it's on in the Olympia. And like there was jump scares and like I could feel my heart and
yes.
my like BPM and all stuff, my Apple Watch was going off. I was like, Jesus, like
sometimes when
I can't cope.
Yeah, sometimes even when I jump into the Irish Sea, I'm like, am I going to die here?
The cold shock.
Is my heart just going to give out?
Sometimes when there's really bad turbulence and you know, and you're like, your mind's being, it's just turbulence, you're fine, but you can feel your heart like pumping out your chest. Like it is quite scary, I find.
Have you ever done anything like the Nightmare Realm or something like that? Because I honestly feel like I'm about to... hyperventilate and stuff.
Yeah.
There was one thing I remember. I went to one a couple of years back and it was like Farmageddon, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in one of these in one of these rooms, like they had all the scary actors and everything. But the moment where I thought this is it for me is they had like a walkway, but as you went through the walkway, the walls were narrowed down and it was surrounded by like these big airbags. So you had to push through the airbags.
Oh no, the claustrophobia wouldn't be for me now.
I was ready to just run away at that
point. Wow.
God. I'm just hoping, and really what I hope for this man, obviously, is that he's well, but B, that we get the follow up and see him collecting his chips.
100%. And healthy. We need, like, the TikTok.
You need to follow up with this, please.
Yeah.
Play Longy this weekend. It's Becky Hill's Outside of Love on Spin.
I don't really understand it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Miss Mimi Webb on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning to you.
Morning. I was at a gig at Malahide Castle last night. We talked a lot about it yesterday and all will be revealed about what time I got home in about 25 minutes time if you got your guesses in yesterday. But I want to talk about the food right now. We went sans dinner, which was kind of exciting because we knew we had the pick of all the premium food trucks in Ireland.
For people who don't know, that means they went with no dinner in their bellies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't have dinner, so we were like, oh, let's have like a little nice cross-section of all the different food trucks. And we went to this veggie food truck, and I noticed that they had fake chicken strips.
Okay.
That you could add to your curry or whatever, and I was excited because I do love a meat alternative. Mm. Some vegetarian, but like some, my dad's a vegetarian and like he wouldn't be mad for the kind of like fake chicken, fake beef or whatever. I'm like, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my god, give me the closest thing that tastes like meat, please, and fast.
You're like one of these vegetarians that is like, oh no, I adore the taste of meat. I just can't eat it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyone who says they're not is a liar. So they had this fake chicken on the menu and it was called Chuckin. I forgot. And I just thought, I've seen it all. I have seen different meat alternatives with these wacky names. And I'm like, what? I feel like we need to just define something that we can all use. I don't know what it's called, but like they're all quite creative. So I feel like the kind of going thing is just to replace one of the letters in the word with different letter.
A veggie or say a vegan is expected to know, oh, that means it's vegetarian because they've changed a letter. Is
that means, oh, it's veggie chicken because the I is a U, obviously.
They should just call it chicken 00.
That's actually a pretty good one. That's a really good one. So like by the metric of replacing one of the middle letters with a U, you would then have to have stuck for steak. You'd have to have perk for pork.
Oh, yeah.
Rubs for ribs.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Beef for beef.
Beef.
Lum for lamb. And this one kind of works, though. Sausages. Yes. Isn't that pretty good?
It sounds like a South African saying sausages.
But they're, because they're a bit sus.
Yeah.
Because they're not meat.
Oh,
sausages.
Sausages.
Isn't that good?
I get you. Yeah, that is good.
I was trying to rack my brain set of all the different meat alternative names that I've seen. I've seen a lot of ones where they put like an asterisk instead of the letter.
Yeah.
So like chicken, but the I is a star. But I don't like that because I don't know how to say that. Yeah. I'm like, star. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah. And when you're ordering it, that makes it difficult.
Yeah, because I'm like, do you want the chicken? I'm like, no, I want the chicken. Star chicken. Whatever. Quorn have this bag of like chicken-y frozen cubes that you can kind of throw into a curry or whatever. And they're just called pieces.
They're just called pieces.
Pieces. A bag of pieces. But also, what's Quorn?
Yeah, what does Quorn even stand for?
Quorn has just become this like known thing, but
corn
also
is just like, it's kind of tasty corny stuff, is it? I always get corn vibes off corn.
I don't think it's made of corn. I'm pretty sure it's made of soy. So like, and also, why do you have to put the Q-U in front of corn? The corn is vegetarian anyway, so corn is a thing.
It's mad that it's, you know, people have been vegetarian since the beginning of time and we're still struggling with this.
I know. There's an American brand called Tofurky. And it's a tofu turkey.
I like
mix.
That.
Yeah.
Tofurky.
I've had Vish before.
Instead of fish.
Vish.
Ah, that's terrible.
Like veggie fish.
Oh, no.
Vish. It's not a nice sounding word.
Fish 00.
Yeah, fish 00. But I want to give the crown of these to a company called Sons of Butchers. They make like plant-based like chicken bits and beefy strips and whatever. But their names are very creative. So they have a chicken strips thing called Trickin' Strips.
Trick.
Like trick. Trickin' Strips.
Right.
And then the beef one is called Bluff Strips.
As in, I'm bluffing you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
That's good. They've
so
made an effort.
I welcome creativity.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much the chuckens.
No. And the whole asterisk thing is a joke.
It's confusing.
Stop making my life more difficult than it is. I just want the burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Michael Marchese on Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
the lovely Michael Mercagey and Scared to Start on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We've just been talking about all the different veggie meat alternatives that you can get and the funny names that they call them, such as chucken or like chicken with a star instead of an eye. And then we've just been flat out on the Quorn website looking at all the different products. And Callum was delighted to learn there's a Quorn dinosaur nugget.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's,
for the
and
kids.
It's not fake dinosaur meat. Have to establish that. It's Quorn veggie chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs.
Lovely. For the kids.
Yeah. And I feel like this is a gap in the market because vegetarians don't have fun shaped food like you meatheads do, like Billy Roll.
You know like I mean? You meatheads do.
Big meatheads.
That's like my gay friend who calls every straight person ye breeders.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
It's like Christmas Eve for many people tonight. She will kick off the Eras Tour in the Aviva tomorrow. There's Taylor Swift on Spin.
Morning.
Now, I think it's sad in a way that rom-coms aren't around and being produced as often as they were back in like the noughties, because there was banging rom-coms back in the day.
Yeah, what happened?
I need to give a mention to one that, online, there's a huge amount of hype for it, but a lot of my friends haven't watched it yet. It's called The Idea of You. It's on Netflix. Anne Hathaway's in it. I would highly recommend. It's a great rom-com. But I was glad to see this morning that there is news of a new rom-com set for release this Christmas, okay?
Oh, goody.
This is... Goody. This is what makes it a little bit different and a little bit more eye-catching. This is a team-up between Hallmark Media, NFL,
oh,
Skydance Sports, Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, it's going to be a football rom-com, isn't it?
Okay, so it's going to be called Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh my God, that's what... Who your man plays for.
Exactly that. So we just played Taylor Swift there. Her fella, Travis Kelce, is on the team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's gone from sports star to I appear on stage at random during the Eras World Tour.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast and stuff. He's kind of got a bit of a celebrity profile beyond sport now himself, and he's kind of branching into the world of entertainment. So immediately you would think, I know what you're doing here. You're picking up on the hype of the team that are getting at the moment because
yes.
of, well, one, stans, and B, Taylor Swift fans now because of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And you're pushing the boundaries on that. I was excited for a moment. It sounds so bad. Wait till you hear this. So they're bringing this whole thing together.
So no Travis Kelce involved.
We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, okay?
What we know for now is they're saying this partnership unites two passionate fan bases and gives us an opportunity to show Chiefs Kingdom energy and tradition on one of the most watched channels during the holiday season. Okay, so two passionate fan bases. You're noting the fact that of what's going on, the Swifties and then Stan.
Okay.
So they're saying to honour the project between the two Kansas City-based organisations, the city lit up its downtown skyline purple and red on Wednesday night just gone to celebrate this big news.
Okay.
And then with obviously time difference, this is only being reported on really in the last few hours. So who's going to be involved, you ask?
Yeah.
Will Travis Kelce be a part of it? No Chief players have been announced just yet.
This is screams of Hallmark.
There's a Better Call Saul actor called Ed Begley Jr., have you heard of him?
No, but I'm actually watching Better Call Saul at the moment.
Okay, well, look out for him.
Mm-hmm.
So then it gets better. What's this movie all about then, you know?
Yeah.
It'll follow a super fan of the Chiefs called Alana.
Alana?
Yeah. Who's determined to win the team's Fan of the Year contest. But then the other main character, you'd imagine, the male protagonist leads,
yeah.
is the fan engagement director. Called Derek. I had to Google what a fan engagement director is, and this is essentially the marketing manager of the Chiefs who manages timelines, budgets and content, right? So it's a fan and the PR lad. It sounds like a HR movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah. HR nightmare.
Yeah. The two begin to feel romantic tension, HR nightmare,
yeah.
as Derek evaluates whether Alana's family deserves to win the contest.
Oh my God.
Now it gets worse. Are you ready for this curveball?
It's the driest film I've ever heard.
Oh, like the Sahara. When Alana's grandfather loses his vintage Chiefs winter hat,
yeah.
she begins to question her future with Derek, unless a little Christmas magic and throw a Hail Mary.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's an NFL term as well, actually.
Isn't that
Hail Mary?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Absolutely shocking.
Do you know my mom and dad would be all over that? They're obsessed with Hallmark movies.
Why?
Oh my, don't know. They, as soon as it hits like November 2nd, they're bang on to Christmas 24, watching those Hallmark Christmas movies.
I just think there was so much potential there. The Travis Kelce thing, ticking the Taylor Swift box, involved. I know. As Callum said this morning, that's his line. That's a hate your movie. You're on Spin.
All the pretty girls walk like this.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All the pretty girls walk like this.
It's Vandal on the Track and Jen Payne's Pretty Girls Walk on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I need a music video for that because I want to understand how do pretty girls walk. I need to learn maybe. There must be a way.
Oh yeah, that would be good to know.
How do we know? What do you mean?
Yeah, walk? True. Like what?
Well, like what?
Yeah.
Show me.
It's a tease.
You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Right, last night was the big night. I went all the way out to Malahide Castle. Everyone on the north side rolls their eyes. They're like, it's really not that far. And you are right. I went to see Idols and LCD Sound System. It was a great gig. Gorgeous evening at one point. There was a rainbow behind the whole crowd.
Yeah, it was lovely. I was watching all the stories when I went to bed last night. It looked like it was lovely weather for it and everything.
It was so nice. And the LCD front man was like, guys, there's a rainbow.
Aww.
And everyone was like, ah!
Cute.
It was really cute. In the second song of Idols, who was kind of like the support act, they set up a mosh pit. So my boyfriend Alex and I spent most of Idols discussing whether or not to enter the mosh pit. We didn't. We were too scared.
But I was in a mosh pit once. Loose. And I bust my lip.
Really?
I was a teenager, yeah.
I really did kind of want to dive in, but I just didn't really know how to approach the situation.
It's kind of scary. You could have a broken nose or something.
Okay, yeah, well.
Well, it depends on how rowdy it is.
Yeah, no, it was. It was fairly loose. But the big scary thing that kind of loomed over us the whole night was this big journey home. I live in town, and so obviously I'm quite lucky. I'm very central to lots of things. But sadly, not to Malahide Castle. That was quite a trek. It took like a good hour to get out there on the dart when we went in the afternoon. And we decided we were going to brave the dart coming back as well. We didn't like book onto any of those private bus companies or whatever. And yesterday on the show, we got you to guess what time you think I'd get home from Malahide last night.
And we were talking about how people like who do live up north side Malahide or whatever, even with longitude this weekend, Marley Park is your nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And for people down that area, Malahide is your nightmare.
Exactly.
Kind of for a gig.
For me, both of them are quite like awkward. A lot of the guesses kind of scared me. A lot of people were very pessimistic as to what time I was going to get home. I think the latest prediction was 1:40 a.m. and a lot of people in after 1 in the morning. So I was like, oh my God, this is going to be awful.
It's always a headache getting home from those gigs. I remember walking past like around my area years ago when I was much younger going to Longitude. And like now I live in that area. That was before I even lived in Dublin. And like you're literally more or less walking to town.
Yeah.
Like it's a long night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I documented my journey home in a couple of stages from when the gig ended kind of to when I got home. So I started off with a little voice note and it didn't go as planned, let's just say, at the start.
Please be mindful of those around you.
Shut up. It is.
Take your time.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm trying to do a voice note for work. I will clarify that was a pre-recorded thing that was going through the speakers. I wasn't telling an actual woman to shut up. I finally got some peace to record. So this is the first update of when the gig had just finished.
Hello. It is 10:41. I am leaving the Malahide Castle area and I'm in this absolute hodgemodge of people leaving, thousands of people, and I've got a choice, dart or bus. There's loads of buses lined up, or I can go to the dart. I don't know what to do. The gig is over. It's 10:41.
Oh, Aisling, you'd had a long day at that stage, I'd say, had you?
I had. I was trying to be quite composed. I was wrong about the buses. So there was all these like Dublin buses lined up. I was like, boom! These are right outside. Happy days. I stroll up. Do-do-do-do-do. He's like, have you got a ticket? These are the pre-booked buses.
Okay.
I was like, okay. So the dart it is. So we headed to the dart. It's a good long walk to get into kind of where the stage is in the park or whatever. So getting out to the dart probably was about a 15-minute walk or so. And obviously a lot of people heading that way. So this is what happened when we reached the DART station.
Jeez, I can't believe it. We've absolutely filtered onto the train at rapid speed. It's 11:03 and we've got two lovely seats on a lovely train heading back down to the city centre. And people are still filtering on. We could be sitting here for a good while. This is one of the more efficient systems I've ever seen in this country. And I'm absolutely delighted.
Wow.
Seats. I couldn't believe it. And like, we got them easily enough.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so fast. Oh my God. I have to just like shout out to everybody. And I will say, not one person paid for that DART. Incredible.
I was at Malahide a few years ago at Mumford & Sons. And I remember just being like, but we haven't paid. Everyone was like, just get on and get out
of here.
They
didn't even like,
they don't
try.
No.
They're like, go. Yeah,
it's almost
unreal.
Like you'd be, if you were to slow them down and go pay, they'd be like, what are you doing? Move.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. Okay, so at this point, it is 11:03. We are sitting on the train, but more and more people are still getting on. What happened next? What time do I get home? All will be revealed.
Okay, exciting. Again, you don't look as tired as I expected you to look this morning.
I'm pretty happy with myself.
But then again, you're a young one and your skin has been really good, Nick.
So much younger than Emma.
Shut up. 10 to 8, Eminem now. This has been... It's Eminem and Houdini on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling coming up on 5 to 8 this Thursday morning.
We are midway through the story of my adventure home from Malahide Castle last night. I was there at a gig. And yesterday on the show, you were predicting what time I would arrive home at. I had to travel from Malahide back into town where I live. So we got the DART and I was just saying there that it ran extremely smoothly. We were filtered onto the DART by 11:03, okay? About 20 minutes after the gig finished.
Question. When you were on the DART, happy out in your seat, were there thousands of people outside waiting for the next one?
No, well, do you know what? I was quite unaware because I would say as soon as I sat down on the DART, I fell asleep.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I woke up in Connolly Station.
Excellent.
And then had to walk 20 minutes home.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that wasn't great. So, rapidly filtered onto the DART. An amazingly efficient system. I'm way ahead of the time that I thought I would be at when the DART pulls away shortly after. What time did I get home? A city holds its breath. Are we ready for the big reveal?
Wait. Let's get something here for you.
What have we got now? Some sort of drum roll?
It's, I can't find it yet. Okay, let's go.
It's official. 12:01. I am home. Not bad at all. I'll say an hour and 20 minutes door to door from the end of the gig to my lovely bed. Malahide, you did well. Thank you and good night.
12:01.
You know what? Pretty good going, especially with the 20-minute walk.
Yeah, at one point I really thought I was going to get home like still on Wednesday, like 3 midnight, and I was like, this is unbelievable. So obviously yesterday people were guessing as to what time I would get home. Loads of people were like post 1 a.m. So
yeah.
Really, really good going. Linda said 11:47. I think she might have been one of the earliest. Kieran McCormack said 12:15. They were both about 14 minutes out.
Okay.
But the closest and the winner of the sweepstakes was Michelle with 12:06.
Oh, very good.
She was just 5 minutes away.
Brilliant.
From the actual time.
Fair play, lads.
And I will say, do not be afraid of Malahide as a venue, because that was an easy get home if ever I had.
Up Erin Road, Erin.
Up the DART.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello there, coming up on 8:04. Hope you're well this morning and all is well with
how
the world. This is very unlike our typical run-of-the-mill stuff on our breakfast show here at Spin. But I'd like to, I'm not going to mention anybody because we're not that kind of show.
Okay.
But in general, everyone who got elected recently in the local elections, I'd like to say that there's one person in particular who I think is doing an excellent job.
Oh, well done them.
I live out by Marley Park and typically when the big gigs kick off, as they have done, obviously there was Pearl Jam last week, Green Day tonight, heading into a big weekend of Longitude, your car passes arrive in the post, okay?
Okay.
So basically this is when they close the roads after the gigs. Our road will be affected by that. Loads of the roads around will be affected by that. So if you're in the car at that time, you need to show your pass to get access
to
the local
road.
Exactly.
So with that pass, can you get in now at any time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But in particular, even there'd be people on the estate entrances, like in high vises, and you'd like get into even your own estate. You just kind of display it on your dashboard, and they're like, "Oh, come on in, that's fine."
That feels kind of nice.
Oh yeah, you feel like a real celeb. I feel like I'm in Buckingham Palace going through the guards.
But really, you just live in Rathfarnham.
I just live in Rathfarnham. But anyway, this year, no sign of them. They didn't arrive, right? And it wasn't really bothering me because I wasn't really around last weekend. I more was just thinking about this weekend. We'll need to have them sorted by then. But again, wasn't top of my mind. My housemate was out last weekend, same night as Pearl Jam. And he was making his way home from town driving. And he was stopped by the guards and could not get into, like, literally. The guard was so strict that, like, made him give his air code, which he didn't actually know off the top of his head, and then made him, like, quote, or, like, tell the guard what other cars would be parked outside the house. And he was like, how does your man even know this anyway, in terms of what cars were
outside the house? Is he going to drive down and check?
So he named, like, both of our cars.
Yeah.
And then he asked the guard, he was like, can I just ask, how did you even know that? And he was like, Street View. He looked on Street View to see what car was outside the house. And it was a bit of a rigmarole. Like, it kind of took 6 or 7 minutes to get this sorted. And he was like, what a joke. Anyway, so straight away he was like, guys, what's the story with our car passes? So off he went, contacted the local councillor on Monday.
The fresh meat.
The fresh meat, only in the door. Probably doesn't know their arse from their elbow.
Yeah.
Within 25 minutes, a young fella on a bike arrived and dropped off her passes.
On a bike.
I don't know who, what the young fella is, how he or she, or how he's related to he or she. I'm not even getting into it.
That's brilliant.
Off he comes. There you go. That's from councillor whoever. Thanks very much.
God, that is some service.
I thought that was very good service.
Well done to that one new councillor. Great job.
What's it called? Hitting the road as you start as you mean to go on, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, the girly quiz coming up after 8:30 with former North Islander Jack Keating. Stick with us.
Let's go.
Spins fully charged with now. It's Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
I'm going to my first hen at the weekend.
It's your first hen?
My first hen.
Really, Ash?
About 8 months ago, I went to my first wedding.
Sorry, what am I saying? I think in my whole life, I've been to 3 hen parties and they only started in the last 2 years.
And I suppose you have like your older sister and stuff.
Sure,
so you have obviously been to hers. I don't have any sisters and my friends are all spinsters. I don't know. This is just my first friend to get married.
Spinsters at 27.
I know, they're great girls. But this girl, Karen, is getting married in October and her hen is this weekend. And I kind of feel like I'm part of the elite crew at the hen because we met in Galway, we went to college together. We were actually just lumped together in the same student accommodation in first year and we're friends ever since. And the hen is in Galway. Now, she's from Cork, so like loads of the gang don't know Galway that well, but I'm like, oh, guys, let's go here. Karen loved it here. Oh, I remember when Karen tripped on that cobblestone. So I'm really excited, but I haven't really kind of given a lot of thought to the outfits, and there's a lot of glam girls going on this hen.
2 day or 1 day?
It's an overnight, so there's like brunch and stuff on the first day and activities, and then a big night out, and then like a brunch the next day kind of thing.
And then when it's safe to move home,
crawls home then. Yeah, exactly. So I do need like maybe 3 different outfits and obviously like quite a glam night out.
Sometimes
outfit.
It is stressful, yeah, because like something like that, like a hen, you actually, like I walk around these days like such a foot. Like honest to God, I used to consider myself fairly glam.
Yeah.
But these days a hen would really stress me out because I just don't tend to get as dressed up as I used to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really done I more go for a few drinks in the evening with a scratch of makeup rather than, oh, this is a real glam night, girls, and your
I'm
heels.
I'm totally with you.
Haven't done heels in ages.
I could do like wedding glam because I went to that one wedding. Or I could do, night out in the pub, my docks and my jeans type of dressy.
Totally, and baggy jeans.
Yeah. But I haven't done like night out, girls night, glam, nightclub potentially in years, literally.
Yeah, no, honestly,
so I really don't have a lot.
Guys don't get that. And like, I'm not trying to be like patronizing, but like there is a lot to it in terms of just thinking, and especially when you're moving you're going somewhere else as well, just in terms of, do I have the bloody eyelash glue?
Oh God, no. I'm way before that stage here.
Okay.
So I was having a look at my wardrobe. I was like, oh, that might be nice. Yeah. Like they have like nice pair of pale blue shorts. And I said, and I'll team it with that top there. That'd be lovely. And I said, boom, that's done. And then I came back and I said, it's a white top. And I said,
and it's a hen.
Yeah. Mm. Is that bad? And I was like, hang on. I know you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding. I can handle that. But can you wear white to a hen? So here I am, asking the people of Dublin for more advice. I don't know what to do. I really don't. I feel like
your life is falling apart lately. You literally are on this show asking for help every second day of the week.
But for the people of Dublin, give me advice. Yeah. Can you wear white to a hen? It's a very simple question.
Are you seriously asking people this? You don't know the answer yourself, Aisling.
I don't. I've never been to a hen before, Emma.
Off you go. Yeah, you ask people what they think there. Yeah.
People.
See how you get on.
Help me out here. 087-711-1038. Can I wear white to a hen? Have you been to a hen? Has somebody worn white? How did it go off? Are you a fella who got married and did somebody wear white to your wife's hen? Was she happy enough?
Was she annoyed about it when she got home?
Exactly. I really do need your help on this. I would love your voice notes. 087-711-1038. Can I wear this lovely white top to my friend's hen this weekend? And sorry, you're looking at me as if I have four heads.
Just to confirm, sorry, they're blue shorts, are they?
Very pale blue.
Very pale. So in a photo, they could look like a full white outfit.
White, the pale outfit. Yeah. Okay. So I would really love your help on this. Emma thinks I'm crazy.
I know. Listen, I didn't say anything. I said, ask people what they think.
Your silence is deafening. But is anybody like, yeah, sure? Yeah, or are you like, absolutely no? I need a firm answer on this. 087-711-1038. Why is it the hen? Yay or nay?
Just to confirm, you literally have today and tomorrow to sort something else, if not.
Exactly.
The hen's in Galway on Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, okay, no pressure. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is why I love this show. It just helps me with life's great dilemmas. This week, I find myself on the brink of my first ever hen.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, buzzing. It's my friend from college's hen. It's in Galway, so we're all heading down for one night on Saturday. And I was trying to pick out my outfit because there's going to be kind of like nice glam brunch and an activity. And then in the evening, a very, very glam night out. And we were saying, we're not really kind of used to these glam nights anymore.
The glam nights, I haven't done a glam night in so
long. I've gotten very casual the way I dress.
I've gotten very lazy and more like a foot as the days go on.
Yeah, so I was having a look in the wardrobe and I picked out a nice outfit. It was a pair of pale blue shorts and a white top. I said, lovely jubbly. And a few hours later I said, is there an issue there? Mm. Is it dodgy to be wearing a white top to a hen? So we're asking for your advice this morning. Can I wear white to a hen? I believe Roberta is there. What's the story, Roberta? Can I wear white to this hen?
No, are you insane?
Oh, sorry. Is it that obvious?
Obviously. Like, unless obviously the bride says that you can. But I mean, no. Unless you want a drink thrown over your face.
Oh, my God.
Karen would never. So not even a white top. What if I paired the white top with like with a different colour bottoms? Still no.
No, I get where you're coming from, but like, no, of all the colours you can avoid, like, you know what I mean? There's so many colours.
Yeah, that's true. There's just not a lot going on in the wardrobe. That's fine. No, this is the kind of definitive answer that I needed.
Okay, thank you, Roberta.
Thank you very much.
Go to Penny's.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, boss.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cheers, hon.
Bye, guys.
It's mad as well, because actually one of my favourite colours to always wear is white. So I get the pain. You're like, oh, I have that white. I can't wear that.
And I have a nice tan at the moment.
Trousers. I can't wear that. Sarah was on as well with a voice note. So what's the story? White to a hen. Absolutely no, or maybe yay?
No, Aisling, you cannot wear white to a hen. Okay. It's the same as wearing white to a wedding. You do not want to be that girl. You will be known as that girl. Do not wear white to the hens. Oh my God, I can't even believe you have to ask this question.
Oh my God, okay, I'm getting rinsed here. Okay. Do you remember I was telling you last year I was at my friend's wedding and a woman showed up wearing white to her wedding and got engaged at the wedding?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not that girl.
Someone was on saying like, how could you even possibly, if you're even asking the question, that should be your answer. Let the lady have her day, find a different outfit. So I think it's all pretty much absolutely not. Yeah.
Okay, we have Demi on as well. Maybe Demi's not on my side, but maybe has a different take. Demi, can I wear white to this hen?
Absolutely no white.
Absolutely no white. Oh God, okay. At all.
Usually the bride wears white, or usually there's a team. Like, so I've been to two hens, and one was like a cheetah print team. Ooh. And then another hen was like an all black team, but the bride wore white.
Okay.
The bride always has like white dress or maybe a white skirt and some kind of top, but never.
I've even seen gorgeous
maybe
kind of
the bride wouldn't mind
white suits kind of as well. Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
What do you think if I wore the white top to like the little the brunch bit. Really want to wear this brunch. White top.
I wouldn't wear it on the night out on the main day anyways. Or you could always ask brides. Sometimes,
just
like, sometimes
ask,
they were very laid back.
Yeah, true.
Or even if you're, you know, at lunch, if you have a little card, you throw over it or something, that's a different colour. I don't know, just to kind of calm it down a little bit. I know it's so silly, it's a colour, but like, it is kind of a significant thing,
look,
isn't it?
I'll make do. If I can't wear the white, people are saying I shouldn't wear the white, I won't wear the white.
Okay, okay. Listen, thanks for that.
No matter, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I feel a bit thick now, but I'm...
No, don't, because like, it's your first one.
No, and I appreciate everybody just really setting me straight, but I feel like I've seen pictures like where everybody's wearing white at a hen.
Yeah, but Ash, that's then when it's a theme. So, like, yeah. It's, obviously, that was a white theme that they said everyone's wearing white.
How do you know you weren't there? Fair enough. Thank you, ladies.
Sorry to tell you, you're going to have to probably spend a few bob and get something new today.
I'll head to Penny's.
Good Steady Swims. This is called The Door on Spin. You won't be getting The Door now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Teddy Swims and The Door on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It is 8:27 now.
I've just been chatting about my first ever hen that I'm going to this weekend for my friend Karen. Very excited. And we've established no white. I'm not allowed to wear my white top to the hen. I guess I knew it deep down inside my heart. But,
no, but
I needed
people to
tell me.
A full-on definitive answer on that. Yeah.
But now I'm kind of getting nervous that there's like other secret rules to the hen that I don't know about.
Again, I've only been to three, but what I've learned from my three experiences, the following, I guess. You can't really flake early. So I would say try and make sure that the bride-to-be is asleep before you.
Okay.
Kind of a thing.
Is it? Karen be going all night?
Yeah, like obviously if you're hanging you need to go to bed, go to bed. But
no,
do you know
no,
what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
The other thing as well I would say is because as we both said, we wouldn't really be nightclub goers anymore.
Yeah.
And if it is a nightclub, try not to let the group separate too much. Kind of keep the rallying the troops together.
That's good
kind
advice.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure what the plan is for this particular hen, but if the organisers of the hen have like little surprises, just be careful not to like spill any of the beans.
Yes.
Because there was a big surprise in my sister's hen. We were in Kyo's and then there was a party bus outside and no one knew this was happening. So not only the bride, but the rest of the crew. My
well,
sister didn't
oh, well,
know.
Fun. Oh my God, so there might be a surprise for me.
So there was literally like, we just went for spins around the city for like an hour.
Class.
Like blaring tunes and stuff. And it was so much fun and no one knew that was coming.
Brilliant.
And yeah, so like leave the girls that are organising to do the bits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they probably have a plan in their head.
Okay,
you know?
Good. And what's the story with like the sashes? Can I go into deals? Do I need to bring my own sash or my or like a boa or an L plate or something?
Oh, I'd say leave it to the girls that are organising or ask them.
They
might have a colour theme or something, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't want to be there with your scaldy pink one if they're going for a rose gold theme, you know.
Fair enough. Is it bad if I wear a veil?
Ah, Jesus, I give up. We are down our Dave this week. He's out in Lanzarote. But it's full steam ahead.
Yeah.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tan. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
This is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash and the women of Dublin, we come together and we bully our Dave in a little game that we like to call the girly quiz.
Yes, you will know. Of course, Dave hasn't been here all week. He's out in Lanzarote with his housemate, Ben. But in his place, we have the very wonderful Jack Keating.
Woo!
Everybody, welcome, Jack.
The next best thing.
Jack, obviously, former Love Islander and doing some work in with us at Spin at the moment. So we said this is a perfect opportunity to chat to Jack on Fully Charged.
Let's go.
Just the nature of the girly quiz, Jack, you have three questions to get through here. You also have two lifelines to help you out. One is a simplify option, which gives you the 50-50 chance. And
okay.
It makes things a little bit easier for you. And one is your phone a female. Think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the phone of friends. Mm-hmm. This is
no
a female.
Well.
It's Becca standing by, who will be giving you a handout this morning. Becca, thanks a million for being there. Good morning. Are you there?
Morning. How
Wanna
are
say
you?
Say hello to Jack, Becca.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Becca. I think I'm definitely going to need your help today at some stage.
Well, hopefully I can be any use of you.
You guys are going to be great friends.
I think so too. Becca, thanks a million. We'll be back to you very shortly.
We do say with the girly quiz, if you have young ears in the car, just keep the hand maybe hovering over the volume. This is to relax Jack as well, so that if anything kind of a little bit more raunchy gets said, you have the control over in the cars rather than Jack having to censor himself.
Okay.
And we don't get in too much trouble.
Exactly.
No, we don't want that.
So Jack, Are you kind of au fait with female topics? How do you think you're going
to
do today?
Yeah, I've got a lot of women in my life, to be fair. Obviously, yeah. My mum, two sisters. I have a daughter now as well, Maya, who's yes. one. So, yeah, I grew up in a house of women and now I'm a father of a daughter. So, yeah, I think I've got, I hopefully have a good bit of female knowledge. We'll
How
find
is
out.
It being a dad now, a little girl?
It's the best, honestly. It's yeah. just been, it's been a crazy 2 years, but honestly, just like, I had her there for Father's Day 2 weeks ago and it was just like, just the nicest weekend ever.
Unreal.
She's just an absolute
okay.
dope.
So she's only what, one is it?
One, I think she's probably about 18 months now. She was okay. born in February, so.
She has yet to deal with some of the issues that we're going to
It's all ahead of me.
This will be a good education for you, I think. Yeah.
Okay, three questions, two lifelines. Beck is on the line to help you out. For his debut on the Girly Quiz, it's Jack Keating. Question number one. Jack, describe bingo wings.
Bingo wings. I think, are bingo wings like the parts that like hang down from your arms? Like the... I would say a bit of fat that hangs out from your arms, is it?
Jack's arm is raised in yeah. the air and he is wobbling the piece under his, what is that, your
my
bicep
bingo wing?
Or something?
The yeah. lower bicep? Is it my bingo wing? I don't know, is
okay,
it?
Okay, do you want to go with that?
I'm pretty confident that I think that I know what that is, yeah.
Okay, so...
That's my final answer.
The piece of fat that hangs under the upper arm.
You're absolutely... Correct.
Well done.
Off to a brilliant start, Jack. Let's go.
I will say, Google says tissue.
Tissue? Oh, we're going to get technical with it.
No, we won't split hairs over it.
How does Dave usually do on these? Does he do well?
No.
It's kind of 50-50.
Yeah?
He has a good week and a bad week.
Yeah, right, and you're getting some classic questions that Dave has answered in the past here on the Girly Quiz today. So, question two, Jack.
Right.
What do the letters VPL stand for?
VPL.
VPL. I mean, one letter is definitely sticking out to me, but I don't know what that would be.
What letter?
V, maybe?
Get that mind out of the gutter, Jack.
Or don't, maybe.
Or don't.
Something. Yeah. Have you ever heard of it?
VPL? No, I don't think so. I think I've heard of BBL. Is that the same sort of thing?
Oh,
no.
BBL.
What's a BBL? Go on.
BBL is when you get fat taken out somewhere and put into your bum, isn't it?
Big arse.
Big arse, yeah.
Energy,
yeah.
Butt lift.
All the ladies are getting them these days, aren't they?
Yeah. I can tell you a VPL is not like a BBL.
It's nothing to do with the V part. Nothing happens there. Thank God.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah.
So
right.
You might need a little bit of help.
I might need a little bit of help. Is Becca still there?
Becca is standing by. Morning, Becca.
Morning.
Thank you so much again for being here. We're going to throw 30 seconds on the clock. Jack, you can chat to Becca and try and get your answer before the 30 seconds is up. Let's go.
Okay, Becca, what are we thinking? VPL.
I think it stands for visible panty line. So if you were wearing leggings, you'd go for more wearing a thong than granny knickers, as you would call.
Okay. I like that.
Panty line.
Okay, that sounds very right, to be fair. And you're very confident as well, which makes me confident.
Have you ever heard of a visible panty line?
I think I have, yeah. I don't know if I have, but that sounds like it rings a bell.
Almost like you'd be leaving the house and you realise, ah, sugar, I'm wearing the wrong underwear for this.
Have you ever seen a visible panty line?
I have, actually, yeah.
Okay.
So are you locking it in with Becca this morning?
I'm confident. I think Becca knows her stuff. Let's lock it in. Visible panty line.
You're absolutely correct.
Come on.
Two for two. Did
yes,
make
Becca.
This too easy on him. Well done, Becca.
We are the dream team, Becca.
Fair play to you.
Dream team.
Becca, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. You too.
Bye. It's going far too well for Jack Keating on his debut. Dave is going to be absolutely fuming.
He will. Okay, you just have your Simplify left on this question if you need to use it. Question three.
Jack, who, what, or where is Yasmin?
Who, what, or where is Yasmin?
Who, what, or where is Yasmin?
It's obviously again, making me think of a person, but I don't think it is a person. I don't know.
Again, like, that's this a is trick a classic question. A classic Girly Quiz question that Dave has asked in the past.
Yasmin.
And he also
it does sound like a nice name, doesn't it?
Yeah, very nice name, yeah. Yasmin. Who, what, or where? Could it be somewhere? Is it not? Is it part of a person? Is it a part of a woman? I don't know.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Yasmin?
I think of a name, but I don't think it's a name because that sounds too easy.
Okay.
Who, what, or where? Can I use my simplifier?
You can, of course, use your simplifier. Do you want to lock it in?
Yes, let's lock in the simplifier.
Wait till you hear this. This is the simplify mode.
This is the simplify mode. That's quite impressive.
We're over
very
it.
Very nice.
It's good, isn't it?
All right. She's very talented. Who, what, or where is Yasmin? Is it A, a contraceptive pill, or B, a brand of fake tan?
Ooh.
Clear as dense mud.
Yeah.
Clear as dense mud.
Clear as dense mud.
Have you ever heard of any name of contraceptive pill?
Obviously, as a father, I wouldn't be too keen on contraceptive. That's real, though.
Jesus! Sweet mother of mercy.
I don't know. I've never heard of either of them as tans or contraception, to be fair. So that doesn't really help me at all.
What do you think you know more brands of? Pill or tan?
I think the only tan brand I know is like Coco Brown, right? Isn't that what most people use? Is it? I don't know.
I love that assumption. Everybody uses
Coco Brown. I'm going to go with fake tan, I think. I feel like I kind of know like some of the contraceptive... I was joking, obviously. I do know some of the contraceptive methods out there. And I don't think I've ever heard of Yasmin before. So I'm going to go with fake tan.
Final answer.
Final answer. Lock it in.
Jack Keating, you have just lost the girly.
Set me up.
You should have seen the arms went together. You were ready to celebrate.
I thought I just went 3 for 3. I was about to run out of the studio there.
Yasmin is a tricky one, and it is the name of a contraceptive pill.
No way.
Quite a common one, actually, although there are plenty of them.
Oh, right.
Listen, it wasn't too bad. Jack Eating, what a sport. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
For joining us today.
Such a father who doesn't believe in contraception.
Let's do it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm getting really giddy because the countdown is well and truly on to Longitude 2024, Spin obviously being your Longitude station. It's really the feeling now that it's summer when you know you're preparing and you're busy here in work all week because Spin are getting ready big time for Longitude.
Absolutely. I'm so raging. I was saying that I have the hen this weekend on Saturday. Obviously, I'm buzzing for that, but I'm raging that I'm going to miss out on Longitude. I remember we all went down last year. We did a show in the afternoon from the big house in Marley Park outside, and we ran down to the Spin house party stage. We shot our t-shirt cannons. It was such a good day.
It was a brilliant day. You'll be so missed this year. I'm sad you can't make it as well. Look, there's only a couple of days to go now, and even if you're not going to make it this year, I guarantee you this weekend is the biggest on-air party on Spin you've ever heard.
Absolutely.
If you want to laugh, get it on in the kitchen, get it on in the garden. Be with Spin all weekend for laughs and crack. We will be live again from Longitude, sadly without Ash, but a huge gang from Spin will be live all together on Saturday from 12 o'clock. We'll be there as gates open.
Yeah.
We'll be live actually this year as well. Come see us from the house party stage.
Unreal.
So we'll be live right next to the house party stage between 12 and 3. Matthews is there all across the weekend as well. And you know yourself, tickets are few and far between at this stage.
They are. I'm out the door getting DMs from people asking, do you have any tickets? I'm like, I'm not even going, mate.
Well, what I can tell you
have
is
one for myself.
On Saturday, we go live. As I said, myself, Dave, we'll be back from his holidays. He'll be there. Marcy, Guilfoyle, Jamie and Shireen. We're all going to be live on Saturday at 12 o'clock.
It's going to be a great show.
And on that show, we will be giving away the literal last pair of tickets we have here at Spin.
I didn't know that.
Don't rob me blind, but I have them in my bag. Okay. It's my job to bring them. I have the final pair of tickets. We have them here at Spin. We're giving them away on the show on Saturday, but here's the catch. You need to collect a couple. You have to be able to make it at 3 latest before we finish on air.
Okay.
And we'll tell you how to win them on the show after 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, okay? Fun. A bit of a treasure hunt.
Really exciting. And have you seen the lineup for the Spin House Party stage?
Yeah, it's unreal.
Insane. We just played a new era there. Obviously, they're playing across the weekend. Dave Duke, he's on the Saturday lineup. Marty Guilfoyle is on at 3:30. Ryan Ennis is on at 4:30. And Jamie McGuire, who is such a pro behind the decks.
Oh,
I love Jamie.
We've seen Jamie in action many times.
He's on at 7:30. Callum.
Do you know what I love about the Spin House Party stage is that stage is open from as soon as gates open. The main arena isn't normally open until 3 o'clock. So you look at the lineup on Sunday and you see John Gibbons is on first on Sunday at 1:30. No one else is going to be performing.
Yeah, at that time.
It's going to be unreal.
It's a reason to get in early.
Wild. Yeah, Jen Payne, Marty Guilfoyle again then on Sunday. New era at 4:30 on Sunday. And it goes on as well all across the day. So really buzzing. Can't wait to see you there. As we said, please pop over and say hi to us live between 12 and 3 on Saturday from the Spin House Party stage and be with us from 12 o'clock to win that very last pair of tickets.
Yahoo!
Let's go!
Wicca,
Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Morning.
morning, Thursday, the 27th of June, 2024. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin.
Yoo-hoo!
I know that, Ash, you're a bit of a merch gal sometimes, especially with your, you know, your queen Beyonce.
Yeah.
You like, you spend a few bob, like, way over the normal on a hoodie that's probably falling apart at this stage, is it?
Yeah, look.
I always think it's so lousy. I actually think it's mean for artists to, like, entice you to spend more money on really bad quality shite.
Yeah, because merch now, I think, has gotten quite cool and creative. Like, I think, like, a lot of artists are actually making, like,
huge
real
bank.
And they're making real stylish gear, like stylish tops and hoodies and stuff. But they're still using the same crappy
material,
quality stuff.
I was at Troye Sivan in the Three Arena the other night. Amazing gig. And I was tempted because Troye has really cool, like, little
shorts.
Oh,
I didn't see his merch.
Yeah, really cool shorts, like gym shorts, kind of, but, like, you know, the kind of sexy vibe. But
very,
like,
cool.
Kind of think of Paul Mescal's type style.
Nice short shorts.
And I was looking at them, and I can't, I'd be lying now if I said what price it was because I can't remember, but it was extortionate. I was like, that's so annoying.
Yeah, it's probably like 70 quid.
Sell them for 20 quid. Be normal.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Go to, like, normal Zara or whatever. Prices.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a huge weekend for Taylor Swift. She must be making some bank off her merch because normally, as we said, it's the merch stand at the back of the Three Arena, like a literal stand.
Yeah.
Did you know, because I didn't know until Callum told me, that the Three Arena this weekend will not host gigs from tonight through till Monday because the Three Arena has become, I mean, the arena...
Yeah.
Has become Taylor Swift's merch shop. The entire bloody thing is her merch shop.
You're joking.
Isn't that absolutely mental behaviour?
Stop the lies.
Like, we don't have... would you say the Three Arena is bigger than most have done Drum?
I mean,
like, how much is the arena in terms of capacity?
No, I don't think it's bigger than Dundrum Shopping Centre.
Well, listen, if you could say that, like... I presume it's just ground floor then that's going to be the store.
Mm. I mean, I have no idea. This is absolutely insane.
Well, I'm going with my girlfriend Jess later this afternoon so I can report back tomorrow. But what I've seen in previous cities where she's taken over arenas, it's the arena bowl floor.
Yeah, fair, yeah.
Which is the stand.
Which but makes sense.
But it's not like the merchandise stands that would normally be in the Three Arena. It'd be like where the stage is.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to take over the entire bottom row. Last night there was Tom O'Dell was on at the Three Arena. So they've obviously moved all his stuff out. They're moving the merch stuff in because
it was
opens,
a very late night, I'd say, for people setting that store up.
I think it opens at 10 o'clock today.
Isn't it crazy that, like, she played the Three Arena, obviously, years ago. Like,
and now
when
it's
she
just
was
her shop.
Off, and now her arena... is now her shop.
Lord forgive me about the money that I'm about to blow today because I've seen like a quarter
zip. On pay week as well.
I know.
Dangerous.
I've seen a quarter zip hoodie that I want. I've seen like a sweatshirt that I want. Me and my girlfriend Jess, we're going to see her in Dublin and we were very lucky. We survived the Great War and we got tickets to Austria as well. So
do you not feel bad going to two places?
Absolutely not at all.
Nobody's joking.
But we're going to get posters. So we're going to get a Dublin poster, hopefully, and an Austria one as
She's obviously making a huge killing. To know that you're going to be able to make in excess of the cost of renting the Three Arena for 3 days. It's incredible. Yeah. Anyway, people are mad.
Give me that Fruit of the Loom jumper.
With the Taylor Swift branding. Yeah. You're like, I'll give you all my money.
Yeah. I was surfing Google this morning and I came across a news article about Google.
Oh.
And it was about the naming of Google. Do you know the way, like, loads of companies, their name now is not always the name that they had at the very start?
Kind
of?
Spin always Spin, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it?
But strong name from the get-go.
It really was.
Well done to whoever's responsible.
But yeah, Google wasn't always Google. So back in 1996, there were these two PhD students. This sounds like the start of a fairy tale, but it's much more boring. And they were doing a research project and they came up with this idea for the search engine Google. And I think the difference was, going a bit off topic here, was that they wanted a search engine that filtered things based on popularity.
Gotcha.
Whereas before, it had just been like alphabetical order. Which is mad, actually. You don't
I want to book a hotel in Dublin this weekend now, like, say, booking.com will come up, but before it would just list anything from A to Z.
Yeah, like, hotels.
Oh, you'd be there for so long.
Yeah.
It's very time-consuming.
It would actually really get out of control.
Yeah.
So, at the very start, when they set up the idea for Google, they called it Backrub.
That's such a strange name.
Capital B-A-C-K, capital R-U-B. Backrub. Isn't that such a bad name? I'm going to back rub it.
I'm going to, yeah. But also,
a bit raunchy.
It has nothing to do with, I know Google isn't even a real word, but like,
yeah,
what's
well,
back rub?
I'll tell you, there was a little bit of method to this. So apparently it was because they used backlinks to filter the results in terms of popularity, some sort of, you know, background Cody thing. It's a bit of a nerdy name then for that reason. But when the idea kind of took off, they were like talking to their fellow PhD nerds. No, just smart people. And they were, somebody suggested the word Google. Do you know that word Google?
No.
G-O-O-G-O-L. It refers to a number which is 1 followed by 100 zeros.
Okay.
So it's like a crazy big number.
Mm-hmm.
A Google.
Infinite almost.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So the word Google was used because it's like to represent all the different like results or whatever in the search. And then somewhere down the line, somebody just misspelled it. And it became Google, G-O-O-G-L-E.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I've done a bit of digging and I found the original names of other companies.
Okay.
And I'm going to get you to guess what they are. So I'm going to give you the original name and you can guess what the existing company name is.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to start with an easy one, which I think you'll probably get right. AuctionWeb.
AuctionWeb is eBay.
Very good.
Is it eBay?
Yes.
Woohoo, that's good, okay.
Another kind of easy one. This is funny the way it's written. Drive yourself, but drive yourself, all one word.
Drive yourself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't really be a taxi then, would it? Because someone else is driving you. Car rental, .ie.
Yeah, do you want to pick a brand?
I can't even think of a bloody singular car rental company now.
Ever hear of Hertz?
Hertz car sales,
yeah.
And rental.
Hertz rent a car was drive yourself. Which okay. I thought was quite a funny, simplistic name. Have you ever heard of Brad's Drink?
Brad's Drink.
Brad's Drink is now a very famous drink.
Brad. Who's a famous Brad? Someone who, I don't know, I'm going to go real random here and say Coca-Cola.
Pepsi Cola.
Okay.
Yeah, it was originally called Brad's Drink.
Who's Brad? You don't know?
No, not a clue.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I could find out, but I didn't. Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web. That was the original name for a very big company. Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
Guide to the World Wide Web as well. What's a guide for the internet? A Wikipedia? I don't know. Wikipedia?
That's a very good guess, but it's actually Yahoo.
Damn it. Oh. Okay.
So that was another search engine name.
Bit of a back rub vibe.
Blue Ribbon Sports.
Boiled Sports.
Nike.
Oh.
Was initially called Blue Ribbon Sports.
Not catchy whatsoever.
No, not at all. They did well. And finally, this one is completely random. And I think it was very good that
really
they changed
get
his name.
These.
Kibble. Kibble.
Is there a hint attached to that?
I'll give you no more. K-I-B-B-L-E.
Kibble, ribble, fibble, redizzle.
Kibble's like...
shizzle.
What I think you could refer to as like cat food or like dog food. Yeah, kibble. Little crunchies.
Pedigree.
Netflix.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Imagine, will we do some kibble and chill? That's a different thing
altogether.
Sounds
like someone's going to be nibbling on your neck or something. I don't like that sound of that at all.
A bowl of dog food together.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
thank
Netflix.
You.
How weird.
Interesting.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know the way when you turn like 21? Oh, actually, do you know what? I take that back. There's no age limit on it. When you start earning a salary and you're like, I actually can't believe I have to spend my money on bills. What the hell?
Yeah.
Like, it's so confusing to go from working part-time, say, in school or college, and if you're very privileged and lucky, being able to spend that on, like, a bit of crack.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, or living at home.
Exactly that, yeah. Whereas I've hit 31, and there is a new expense in my life that I'm like, oh, I didn't sign up for this life. I was always very lucky that there'd be some form of a suitcase hanging around my parents' house. That yeah. If I was going on holidays, there's always a suitcase available. There's just no issue. I had my granny handed me down a suitcase a few years ago. It was rocking away, no bother. And this year, the big suitcase went kaput. I haven't really travelled with a large suitcase in years because always it's just a few days away and your hand luggage will do fine, like, or whatever you carry on. But I invested in a big monster of a thing before I went to New York. Do you remember I was telling you about that suitcase? It's the more I look at it, the more I'm like, what was I thinking? It's an actual monster.
TK Maxx job?
Yeah. We called it the monster around New York. Like, even people on the street were like, whoa, ma'am, that's a big suitcase.
Oh,
and
really?
I was like, yeah, I actually kind of hate myself.
I feel like it'd be really hard when you go into a suitcase shop to, like, really be able to tell how big it is in the real world.
100%, because when I bought that suitcase in that shop that time, in TK Maxx that time, it was beside what I know now is a regular sized one.
Yeah.
But it looked, the regular sized one looked
so tiny.
Almost was giving me carry-on vibes.
Yeah, I went
for the monstrosity, that was the big one. Anyway, so that cost me a few bob. And then, when I was in New York and it was spenny stuff,
yeah.
We were paid yesterday, thank the Lord. It was a long month because we were paid right as we went to New York.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So on the final day of the trip to New York, as in it was about 11:45, we were tidying the room, we were sorting out towels, trying to be nice and make everything look nice. Mm. And then we were packing up, right? They were pretty strict, and you know, spenny, they'll probably charge you an extra $100 if you even go to 12:01. This is 11:45. And we're tying up my mini carry-on bag. And just like that, the zip explodes off the bag, right? Just like that. I said, oh, dear God.
At a quarter to check out. Oh,
as great. In, I can't bring this stuff home and I have nowhere else to put it. What do I do?
Yeah.
I was almost like, can I sacrifice it? And I was like, no, like, that's my stuff. So I was literally pegged it. I was like, I need to find a Target pronto. Like, and I pegged it, found a Target, was looking, and I was actually joining on the verge of tears, being like, this is such an unnecessary cost.
Yeah, right, and it's a day off to go home.
And I looked, found a hand luggage case, found the cheapest one I could, still sent me back $85. And I was like, you divils, this is so unnecessary, but you know what, suck it up, get back, close the bag, get out of the hotel and try and save yourself a further $100.
And like, if you were to go out and just buy yourself a new little carry-on bag, you might have like maybe invested a bit more, but you would have shopped around and picked your nice one. You were forced to just buy the cheapest one you could find.
It's shite looking. It's not cool, or it's rubbish, but it does the job, and it helped me in that scenario. And I was like, look, think of it as a bit of something you picked up for yourself in New York forever. Anyways, that was grand. Again, I sound so bloody privileged, but I was going away then again to my family a couple of weeks ago, and they were already over there, so I was on my own. And I was in the airport, this is like 6:00 in the morning, and had said carry on. There was no big monster coming with me this time. It was only a few days.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the queue, it's like literally 6:30 in the morning, like trying to keep my eyes open and go, I'm literally getting on the plane, boarding pass, passport, thank you very much. And someone just taps me on the shoulder and says, sorry, could you just put that bag in there? I just want to check it for its sizing. And I just, it's, you know what? It's not even something that crossed my mind that bag may be too big. I don't know. It was a carry-on bag.
Yeah, you're like, carry-on is like a standard size.
I just kind of thought in my head.
Yeah.
€70.
Oh, stop.
€70 on the spot.
Almost doubling the price of the bag.
To be honest, this holiday in Spain was going to cost me nothing. Like 15, €20 a day, including food. This place in Spain is so cheap.
Oh,
it's like €1 for a drink. €70 just gone.
It wouldn't fit in the thing. It was too big.
And then when I looked at it beside whatever bloody tiny amount that Ryanair gives you, I was like, okay, that's also a monster of a thing. It was so obvious to me then that it was huge.
Big.
And I looked around the queue and I was like, okay, yeah, that was a bit silly of me. I didn't even cop. But when you put it on the plane, it goes in perfectly above you. Like, it's not too big to fit. Like, they didn't even take it to put it under. It came on with me. It was just a €70 charge.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, I had to book it in on the way home. So, sorry, that's €70. And it was €36.50 to book it in on the way home.
Oh, because you're afraid it's going to happen again.
Oh, definitely. So 80 plus 70 is what? 150. Oh. Plus the €36.50. Oh. That's 186.50. That bag has cost me in 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
That's all I have to say about the matter. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
No,
and hopefully have one person feel a bit sorry for me.
I've got a tip for you, because I have a bag that is a carry-on, but it was also bought in America. And
they're obviously more generous over there with their airline.
They are. But also Aer Lingus are a little bit more generous than Ryanair, because my bag is okay with the Aer Lingus thing.
I flew back from New York with Aer Lingus, not a bother.
Yeah. No, they'll allow you a little bit more space in the carry-on. I'll just give you my tip now. When I use that bag with Ryanair...
Be careful now.
I know. When I use that bag with Ryanair, I stick a coat over the top of it, drape it over. They haven't a clue. They think it's way smaller.
Really, Ashley?
Drape something over it.
Really, now?
Yeah.
What kind of a coat are we talking? Like a proper parka?
Yeah, like winter coat, I suppose, would be the best, because that's bulky.
Maybe a bit sus in midsummer, but you know what?
It's tricky.
Worth doing.
A linen shirt.
A little sarong.
Yeah. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It is a huge weekend. Taylor's coming to town. We're so excited. And to celebrate, we're giving you the chance to win exclusive Spin 103.8 friendship bracelets on the show.
Producer Callum in fairness, the lad does a lot for the show. I think this is one task that he didn't mind doing at all.
he completely volunteered this.
Basically, you have been trying to figure out as many Taylor Swifts as you can in this tiny clip this morning. As many Taylor Swift songs as you can, should I say, excuse me. And yesterday, Judith and her daughter Chloe stormed it. They identified all five clips that are obviously different to what you're hearing today. And they won themselves 10 friendship bracelets.
It was an incredible performance on this game with no name. But let's see how we can do today. A friendship bracelet for every correct answer and 10 if you get all five.
Emma's standing by. Are you heading to any of the Taylor gigs over the weekend, Emma?
I'm actually not, no.
Rage. Oh, Emma. Okay. Look, you know what? We've played this game 4 times now and 3 of the people who've played haven't been going either. So you're not alone.
Can I ask real quick, Em, just turn your radio down in the background, please.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Emil.
Are you a big Swiftie, nevertheless?
I am. Oh. Well, I try to be.
So will you head down to the Aviva and have a little listen outside? I think I'm going to do that this weekend.
Absolutely, I'm going on Saturday.
Are you?
Honestly, I love the stress of being a Swiftie. Like, you can't just say, yeah, I'm a Swiftie. She says, I'm trying to be.
I know.
I'm doing my best.
The bar is so high.
To do my research and my PhD on Taylor Swift to qualify as a Swiftie. Exactly. It's a lot going on. So listen, we're trying to get you some friendship bracelets here. We're going to play you the clip again and then do what you can, okay? Song by song, what do you think you have in there?
Trouble.
Okay, Trouble you're saying is in there. Yeah, any idea whereabouts Trouble is?
Fourth, maybe.
Okay, let's see.
Trouble.
Nice. I knew you were Trouble. Okay.
Locked in, well done.
We've got one in. What's your next most kind of certain one?
Karma.
And where do you think Karma is?
Third, maybe.
Okay, third, you think? Nice. Two friendship bracelets.
I love Karma. It's a great song. Okay, one more I think you have for us, do you?
Oh, what is that one called? Never Getting Back Together.
Never Getting Back Together. Let's listen again to the full clip. What song do you think that, or what number do you think that's at?
First.
The first one.
Woo! We're up to 3. Can we get 2 more? Come on.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Listen again.
Okay.
I think you know 5.
You can't. No, I don't. I actually don't.
Do you not?
You can keep playing until you get one wrong. So give any random guess. You never know.
Okay. Let me think. Krill.
Krill Summer?
Krill Summer in there, Callum? It's not, I'm afraid.
Oh, damn.
Nevertheless, 3 exclusive Spin 103 friendship bracelets are heading your way. Enjoy the party.
Thank you so much.
By the way, Emma, did you hear that? I hear the party outside the Viva is actually going to be better than the gigs.
Yeah, really? That's the word on the street.
That's the word on the street, All right, hon, talk to you later. Have a great one.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Talk to you later.
All right, that's all for the Taylor Swift guessing game. We do have 2 songs left that weren't revealed, so will we find out what they are?
Yeah, let's get to it. Number two.
Lavender Haze.
Lavender Haze in it too. The full clip again. Haze is much clearer now that I've heard the full clip.
Now you can hear it. And finally, number 5, my favourite Taylor Swift song.
Oh yeah?
And I'll write your name.
Yeah, there's something really dreamy about that song, I think.
Oh, it's so good.
Listen, if you're on board, you're loving this. If you're not, we'll take a breather from Taylor Swift related stuff from maybe after we talk about the gigs on Monday.
I'll say
maybe
Tuesday.
Could be Wednesday, but soon anyway. Chapel Roan. And good luck, babe, on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. Just so you don't miss out on this, she's playing the Olympia on the 17th of September this year.
No chance. You're not getting in. It's completely sold out.
Is it gone?
Absolutely. She was due to play the Academy and then they bumped her up to the Olympia and I think they're like, people are dying for tickets.
Wow.
I wish she'd get bumped up to the arena.
Right.
Oh, I love her. I think that's my favourite song that we're playing at the moment.
I don't mean this in a disrespectful way because I don't, but were you a fan before this or are you a fan now because of this?
I heard a couple of songs before, but I think once we started playing this, I really went back and she's got a few really good songs.
I love this as well. She did a charity donation. She partnered with a LGBTI plus charity. So a euro from every ticket sale is going to them, which is really nice
really
across
good.
The whole tour. Busy day today. Why are younger brothers so...
Just say it.
I want to bring my brother for dinner for his birthday. But there's been so many hiccups and it doesn't suit him at this time and it doesn't suit him at this time and it doesn't suit him at this time. So that's the plan today, if I'm cool enough to have his company for an hour or two, but I'm probably not.
Oh, I hope he listens to the show.
he's probably like, don't talk about me on the radio, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm certainly not meeting you now, you wagon.
Michaela's on the way, giving you your chance to get to Nicki Minaj at Malahide Castle, as we learned on this morning's show. Not as much of a trek as you would think.
No, quite a well-organised situation up there.
Catch you in the morning from 7.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.